Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed major investments in small businesses, schools, and criminal justice reform in his biennial budget address Tuesday night. The two-year spending plan would result in a $1 billion increase in taxes. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the governor's proposal contains bold ideas that are certain to be rejected by the Republican-controlled legislature.
Governor Evers began his speech by assuring Wisconsinites that relief from the coronavirus pandemic is coming soon, and the state will bounce back from the hardship it's caused.
As you're watching tonight, filled with a year's worth of worry, I know you're also wondering whether we can claw out of this crisis, where we can go from here, how we get back on track, and what's next. Well, tonight, Wisconsin, I want to tell you this. It's going to be okay.
Evers says his budget makes unprecedented investments in economic recovery for businesses. He says the state would pour $100 million into a venture capital program to galvanize innovation and startups. Another big chunk would go to fledgling companies.
We're going to put $200 million into helping small businesses affected by the pandemic, including helping them retain and rehire the jobs they've lost.
Evers says his budget would also reform both the state's adult and juvenile criminal justice systems through changes in charging and sentencing guidelines. He says 17-year-olds would be treated as juveniles rather than adults like they are currently.
We are one of the only states in the nation that has not made this evidence-based change in ensuring that youth are treated as youth, and that needs to change now.
Evers says under his budget, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections wouldn't run juvenile facilities anymore. Instead, that responsibility would fall to counties. The troubled Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls in northern Wisconsin would close and be replaced with smaller regional facilities. Evers also unveiled plans to help the schools cope with the pandemic. His budget proposes a $1.6 billion increase in funding for public and private schools, along with a tuition freeze for the UW system. Evers called on the legislature to pass the budget, but there were a couple of bombshells contained in the plan that he didn't mention in his speech. One is legalization of medical and recreational marijuana. Another is a partial rollback of Act 10, former Republican Governor Scott Walker's bill that stripped collective bargaining rights of most public unions 10 years ago. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says those two items will likely be pulled out of the budget and dismissed.
Putting poison pills in the budget, which are things that he clearly knows have zero chance of ever passing a Republican legislature, like the repeal of Act 10 or the legalization of marijuana, really seem to be a way that looks like he's not serious about governing, he's serious about politics.
Another person who criticized the proposal was Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Howard Markline. He says he's disappointed that Evers didn't present a comprehensive plan for children to resume in-person learning. Markline says it's troubling that many schools across the state still are teaching virtually because of the pandemic.
The only change I'd like to see Governor Evers talk about is getting our schools open for our kids.
The budget is now in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee. It'll spend the next few months holding public hearings and making amendments to the budget. Then it goes to the full legislature before heading back to Evers' desk. Marty Michelson, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.